it's time for us to check the forecast with Pat Pagano. And Pat, we have snow out there.
You shouldn't be surprised. I told you to be careful this morning.
Yeah, you're right. About anywhere from a half inch some places to an inch and a half, 2 inches other places. I was not surprised. As a matter of fact, I warned the guy who shovels for me and stuff like that and plows out my driveway. I said, it's not going to be much, but it might be, you know, slippery. And son of a gun, at around 4 o'clock this morning, there he was. And it really wasn't much, but he cleared the way to my car, sanded and salted, make sure that I wouldn't slip and fall. And in we drove.
Well, that's good, because that's over with. And now we'll just have sun and clouds in the mid-30s today. And tonight, mainly cloudy, 15 to 20. Now, that's something we haven't seen in a while. Partly sunny for the first day of February in the mid-30s. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 40s. That's Groundhog Day. Doesn't matter what the groundhog says. You know, whether he says 6 more weeks of winter or it's going to be an early spring. Well, he says 6 more weeks of winter. You know, what's 6 more weeks of winter when you haven't had winter?
Yeah.
So, no big deal. Then on Friday, partly cloudy, windy, 20s and falling. And we will fall. You will be below zero Saturday morning. And with an icy wind, in spite of mainly sunny skies on Saturday, temperatures will fail to get out of the teens. They'll get to the teens, but it will be cold all day.
Wow. Well, you know, the ski jumps are all set. They've got enough snow. They're making more snow. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, they do the target jumping. Begins at 7 o'clock. Then the human dog sled race. Then Saturday and Sunday, from 11 o'clock to about 4 o'clock, they have the different championship ski jumping. And then Saturday night, the snowball is back at the Town Grove. So they're going full sled. Now, there was going to be a hockey tournament coming up soon on Lake Buell. They have postponed that to February 11th because Lake Buell is not frozen over.
Same thing is happening with the lakes up at the lake, the fishing contest, the ice fishing contest, supposed to be this weekend. They postponed it to February 25th.
You think by that time that we're going to get enough cold, consistently cold weather to freeze them over?
Nope.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
They'll be sporadic cold, but not consistent.
And you need what we need here is a good, and I don't need this, but if you want to freeze over these lakes now, you need at least a week consistent of really.
I would think you're right. Yeah. I would totally think you're right. The other thing is that, we are going to begin to moderate on Sunday. And, what's going to happen first? Will the temperatures moderate before the precip gets in? Or will the precip get in before it moderates? I have a feeling the precip is going to get streaking in here before it moderates. So I think we're going to be in for some snow or a wintry mix come Sunday.
How much snow? And how much snow do you think?
It's hard to say because the modeling is really not indicating it. This is my thinking. Some of our bigger models have what we call ensembles. They are members of that model that are being run off the computer, but to a lesser degree as far as data is concerned. However, at least 50% of the ensembles for the Canadian and the American GFS are forecasting a nor'easter on Sunday. Now, these are not the models themselves.
Yep.
These are the ensembles, the members of those. I don't think that's something to ignore. And I really do think we have to watch it. But even the URO right now is saying nothing on Sunday. Nothing. And I just don't think that is correct.
All right. Now, if it came in, what time would it come in?
My guess right now would be sometime in the afternoon.
Okay.
I would say, definitely not in the morning. Would it be in the afternoon sometime?
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We haven't had, I think we've had a total of about maybe 6 inches of snow here this winter.
Yeah, pathetic. Really pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the norm for this area, depending on north, south, east, and west, is anywhere from 45 to 55 inches of snow. In that, you know, in that whole big circumference is the normal.
Right.
And we're nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that. Now, let me just tell you that yesterday, it not only snowed in Las Vegas, but it stuck. And they actually had an accumulation in Las Vegas. Is that incredible or what?
How much did they get?
Less than an inch. But still, that's, in my, you know, I think that's pretty incredible. I mean, here we are, you know, with a snow drought, and they're getting snow. Just incredible how things work out. Meanwhile, cold temperatures, cold temperatures come out of, I'm not even so sure that this is not the coldest in the world yesterday. Peter Sinks, Utah. Okay, this place in Utah, it's this huge hole. That's why they call it Peter Sinks. And they have sophisticated meteorological equipment in the hole to measure the temperature and other things. 61 below zero.
Wow.
61 below zero. I think that's pretty incredible. I don't know about you, but...
Is that Peter Sinks, you said?
Peter Sinks, yeah.
Nobody lives there, though, right?
No, it's a big hole. Big, huge hole in the ground. Big, huge hole. I'm looking to see if they have here with the World Extremes on this site that I'm using. It says that the minimum temperature, and I believe this was for yesterday in the world, was 51 below at Yakutsk, Russia. And they're saying that the U.S. extremes was 35 below at Pinedale in Wyoming. Now, that's not correct. I mean, they obviously didn't get Peter Sinks in there because it was definitely colder than that. The hottest temperature in the world was 100 in Cameroon. And in the United States, the hottest spot was in Key West at 76 yesterday. How about that?
Well, maybe they don't, you have to live, maybe it has to be an actual city for them to take the temperature extremes.
It's possible, yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know, but...
Are there scientists based in this hole?
No. Did you Google it?
No.
If you Google it, they even have a picture of it. yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, you know, two words. It's Peter Sinks, Utah. And they show you it. And it says, Peter Sinks is a natural sinkhole in northern Utah that is one of the coldest. I knew that was going to happen. There's one of the coldest places in the contiguous U.S. Peter Sinks is located 8,100 feet above sea level in the Bear River Mountains east of Logan, within the Wasatch Cache National Forest. There you go.
And it was 61 below.
Yep. 60. Utah's Peter Sinks reaches 62 below Monday. Why does it get so cold? You know, and then you could read about it. But 62 below zero yesterday.
When they go in once a year to check the equipment and everything like that, probably?
I believe so, yeah. They keep it up. They keep it up. Yep. Isn't that something?
Let's hear it for the sinkhole in Utah.
So there you have it. It's still, I'm looking at the radar. There's still a little light snow over the area. It's all moving northeastward. That should taper off. I'm thinking it should taper off by 9 o'clock in our region. I'm also watching snow showers over Binghamton. They're moving south with the front. I wonder if we get into that. I don't know. It's snowing down here, too, Marshall, for a change. We have snow coming down. The roofs are coated, but I don't see anything else coated. But my temperature has been falling. I came in this morning. It was 39. It's not 33.
Yeah, it's 30 here. It's 30 here. Yeah. And here at the snow, And Sharon is lighter than it was in Salisbury, but still there's probably an inch of snow on the ground here in Sharon. Most of the secondary roads have snow on them. The main highways, the snow's off to the side. So that's the way it stands here. And this is no Peter Sink.
No. That's for sure.
All right.
So anyhow, sun and clouds will develop today in the mid-30s, 15 to 20 tonight, partly sunny mid-30s again on Wednesday, low 40s, partly cloudy Thursday, and then get ready for the Arctic invasion. Partly cloudy and windy, 20s and falling on Friday.
Now, you've gone to that, on top of that mountain on you know, up that scary road. You think you ever want to take a trip to Peter Sink?
I doubt it.
I know.
I doubt it. No, Mount Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
That was scary. No, I don't think so. I'm fine right where I am.
All right. Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, take care, buddy.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.